mind is basically lazy. Well, probably not naturally so, but it's been soothed. And it's been soothed by things like soap operas and news that isn't news, news from another planet. And there's no relation to our lives. It's probably a middle class or certainly a ruling class working way of looking at things. Yeah, well, okay, if this is a cultural thing or an economic thing, if it's an economic thing, I'd like to see all the property you have. I certainly don't have any.
Because you're making up work out of it.
Okay,
maybe you're lazy. It's a surprise to me.
Okay,
maybe people in the poverty work hard.
There's a lot of maybes in there, but some of them actually stack up there at all. If you looked at 800 million people in the world are starving, it's not because they're lazy. But I'll tell you what, the incapacity of yourself or other people to even imagine that there are 800 million people in the world who are starving, that's a lazy brain. That's saying I couldn't be bothered thinking outside what I can see. Okay, the brain is like any muscle. If you don't use it...
You're doing to feed the hungry.
Huh?
What are you doing to feed the hungry then?
Well, I'm doing all the propaganda that I can.
Oh.
And, because I don't have the same wealth as Bill Gates or Bill Clinton or George Bush or Tony Blair or the people who are so nice to give us all jobs. What would we do without them?
Yeah, they hoard their money. They don't donate anything.
Oh, they don't donate it because they try to rip you off for what you work at. They try to rip everybody off for what they work at. So they can get more money. Is there anybody in this world who's actually worth 15 billion or 30 billion or 45 billion or 100 billion? Well, I don't think so.
Perhaps they don't have a waste of brains.
Well, it seems a lot of luck is involved. If you remember the Skull and Crossbones Society, it doesn't need a very... You can actually have a very lazy brain. Sleeps 90% of the time, except when it's to lick a toad or something like that. Okay? That's in the Yale University, and that's what they do. Most presidents have been... Or if you happen to be a member, an executive of an oil company, it's who you know.
So it's a lesson you take care of your own.
Okay. Would you honestly tell me that George Bush has not got a lazy brain? Could you actually stand there and tell me that? What has advancement got to do with using your brain? They're obviously a contradiction. Sure, you wouldn't know. He's probably just learned to spell, the poor man, you know? Well, the American people elected an idiot as president, and that shows, that's proof, if any was needed, that lazy brainism is rampant, is epidemic.
There's two presidents in America, there's Gaddy and George.
Well, the thing is, there come dynasties all over the place. But I get back to the reason for the lazy brainism.
He has one that stands for what he believes in.
He doesn't actually know anything to believe in anything.
Oh, yeah.
But okay.
I believe he opens up his cabinet speeches with prayer, right?
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
Oh, that's definitely
a reason we have.
That's, but that says...
That has religious conviction.
Which is bloody terrible.
Not another one. In sight of
not another one.
Criticism from every angle.
How many political leaders have claimed to have religious convictions and have killed people? How many people have he sent to their deaths in Texas when he was governor of the United States?
Say,
that's death penalty. That's not religious. Against the whole long-term interest of the human race.
Privileges that we help defend.
What there? What privileges? Oil is not a privilege. Oil is obsolete.
Those bombs saved European lives.
Those bombs have killed innocent Iraqi children, have killed innocent people all over the world.
Lives
just because they're not American lives, it doesn't make it right.
The only players in the car because they listen to Bush.
Anyway.
So are you saying then we should just let the Iraqis continue to bomb us in the United States?
The Iraqis never did bomb the United States. Language, it's not our native language, and I don't have a problem with the consequences. Tracy lying out all the time. China is increasing in points manufacture, but most countries can't afford to without US help. Even Britain has stepped back in its land points manufacture.
America's such a horrible place.
It's a grand place.
So would you say America's like this evil empire?
It's definitely an empire, and it's certainly not a good one. I don't like the good and evil.
So why are there more Irish in America than there are in Ireland?
But because we were colonized. We were colonized, and our people had to leave for America.
Why?
It wasn't a free decision.
Why?
This is a beautiful country.
Because
why
you didn't have the arms to defend yourself.
Because we...
You still don't.
Because we
What's
had...
What's going on in the north?
Because we were not greedy.
We can't even get 26-26. Equal one.
Okay, if you want to go back far enough, America was founded by slave owners. It's certainly the recipe for a free constitution. Okay, if you want to trade insults, George Washington was a slave trader, and so was Thomas Jefferson. How does that reconcile with your free constitution? Yeah, freedom of speech and all that, yeah. See how many people
don't...
Didn't we fix that
a long time
ago?
Let's talk about fixing what's...
What about Abraham Lincoln?
Let's quit pointing the fingers at every other place and let's take care of business at home.
Well, that's not 100 years ago. Let's talk about today.